The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney, with his son, Connor Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 35 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investing strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, Ken and Connor present this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and they answer your questions. Now, here's Ken and Connor Mahoney with A GPS for Your Finances.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Gen Z with questions and answers. Your questions and our answers. Now, we cultivate these questions throughout the week from clients, prospective clients, and through administrative staff. So if you have a question, we hope that we're answering the same question. And throughout the show, our goal is to simplify this complex financial world around us. All right, Connor, since today's topic is questions and answers, you went around the office during the course of the week, and I'm sure you always come up with some of the best of questions. So what's in your bag of tricks this week,
Connor? Yeah, Mahoney? You got it. Plenty of tricks in the bag. So how do you know when you're ready to pull the trigger on retirement once and for all?
When your boss is a pain in the neck. No, I feel like I'm doing Hollywood Squares. Do you know Hollywood Squares by any chance? Do you remember that game show?
Mm-mm.
Okay, a lot of our listeners are going to look at you like, okay, forget it. So no, we can't do that. How do you know? So because there was a joke, and I know it's a dad joke. So how do you know when you're ready to retire? Well, again, that could be part of it, a bad boss. But you know, how do you know numerically, I guess, right, is the question.
Yeah.
You know, that it's time to retire. So I don't think you could do this in the back of an envelope or a pen and paper. I believe in the software. We have something I developed called the GPS, a global positioning system, but for retirement, where you kind of look and say, okay, here's my expenses I expect in retirement. And you write them down. Let's say $60,000 a year. And of course, inflation over time, that goes up higher. How much you're going to get in Social Security? It could be a couple or an individual. What, if anything, do you have a pension? How much money do you put aside using some ratios? It might be inflation at 4% a year. What type of investment returns you can kind of get? Then you take a look at it. Making contributions. Oh, you know what? You're a little bit shy. Maybe you have to make more contributions. Oh, you think you retire 62, playing around with some salt, probably closer to 66 based on these numbers. So I don't think you can really do this, just like I said, in the back of an envelope, as they can say. I think it needs some type of software to plug in. And then it's not just a science, there's an art. We do a lot of these things from 30,000 feet to help people. So I think, you know, the question is, when can you retire? Those are some of the tools I would use to say, okay, it looks like I can retire in 5 years based on these assumptions. And then you start your countdown. What are your thoughts on that, Connor? Again, there's so many, I could spend so much time in this area, but I think that's the way we solve for X, like an algebra question, mm-hmm. is plugging in numbers, real numbers, going through statements, going through and try to come out on the other side of it to help determine when one could retire.
Yeah, I think it's just got to be a think about it early and often kind of process, because what I do, a large part of my job is I'm an investment advisor representative. We obviously, you know, like to get new clients in, work with new people, as well as work with, you know, clients we've had for a super long time. But so it's business development is what I do. And what I find a lot of times is I'll read when someone first called in for a book or, you know, contact us on the website, however, and say it's 2020. They'll say, I want to retire in 4 years. I'm like, okay, cool. At that time. And then I check in with them now in this year, in 2024. And they're like, oh, I still got like 4 years left, 5 years left. I'm just thinking to myself, well, they must either not had a solid plan or had to stray from the plan for some reason, maybe that's uncontrollable stuff, but that happens a lot. I just find that people keep pushing it back and never really had the solid plan. And they need to really reassess kind of why they have to keep pushing it back.
Again, that's a very good point. You know, pushing back the goalposts, I kind of think about it. Look, sometimes, you know,
it's moving goalposts. No good.
Moving goalposts. Yeah. Actually, for me, kick field goals, as you know, Connor, you'd have to bring that goalpost really up to like the 20-yard line, so I could kick it 10 yards to get over to that thing. But with that analogy, and I think it, again, there's so many different ways to look at it. But you know, there's times again, you were mentioning people calling from the radio, which is great. We love giving our books out. We love helping people. We're in a helping business. I've been doing this since 1989 in the helping financial service business, all about education. But sometimes someone will call and say, "Hey, I'm 66 years old. I'm gonna retire in a year," and they haven't saved enough. And I'm like, "Am I the great Houdini?" By the way, Connor, I have to digress. Do you know who Houdini was?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. You're Gen X over there. Okay. So, so the great Houdini, meaning, basically, poof, and I can't do that for a lot of people. Poof, yeah. The best way is to have a runway 4, 5, 7, 8 years before retirement. And that is to maybe make more contributions, get more matching, maybe reallocate more towards stocks, more towards growth. Maybe, some other things, maybe taking some overtime to get some better leverage on your pension. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. But when people call up, and again, and I get it. Like I went to high school too, and Hendrick Hutchinson High School. Yeah, go Sailors. And, we had a report on a science project 3 months out. When would Ken Mahoney do it? 3 months out the night before, right? So we know, we just kind of do this, right? We do this in science projects when we're in high school. This is so big. We really cannot wait to a year. So I'm going to retire a year from now. No, you have a runway of 10 years. You can do a lot. We rerun projections. We do some assumptions. We make and say, okay, add more contributions. Oh, we can do more of this. Maybe save here. Boom, press send. And then the numbers really line up. So the longer the window, the longer the runway, the better off you'll be.
Right. And check early, check often. The one thing I like to do, even for myself, I'm mid-20s, is check around. I keep checking, what amount of money will I put in at what percent return will end up, what it'll look like when I'm like 50 or 60. So I don't know. I just play around with those numbers and see, what returns I should strive for and how I could kind of meet that goal, what contributions I can make. Of course, I work in the industry where I'm looking at this stuff every day, so I'm maybe a little more attuned to it than most. But
really, for most people in their 20s, not thinking about saving, mostly in their 30s, not thinking about saving, right?
I'm
sure it's a little nod in their head. And then wake up in their 50s like, oh, I better get going here because I'm going to retire.
Yeah, I see that a lot. Yep.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go, one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. So glad you're joining us here this early morning. And again, today's topic is your questions and our answers. But before we go there, we heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett, I should say. And he talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get this out to the first 20 callers today. And I know you can do it. Here you go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you could join us, sometimes you can't, but it's all right there in those pages, building on your grandfather's retirement, grandma, just all the great things they have like pensions, but what you can do to try to improve your results. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And you know the saying, the early bird gets the worm? That's you. The first 20 callers, and you're up early. First 20 callers will get this book for free. One more time. 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, chances are you may be an essential worker. If you are, starting a shift or ending a shift, thank you. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the Mike Bennett Show. And around 6:15, we got you the other way, coming home from Andy Bale Show. That's Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, or maybe what they didn't do. The local Hudson Valley business news that we created all right here. Now, we consolidate all this information on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. Common spelling, Mahoney. MahoneyGPS.com. Now, again, I was just on TV last week, so our TV appearances are archived there. Radio podcasts like we have here, they're archived there as well. articles, newsletters, education, everything we could think of. We put it up on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Check it out. And sign up for a newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Tuesday evening. That's it's a holiday. We don't bombard you with 6-7 different emails and, you know, a day. It's once a week, and we outline what's happening in the markets, and it relates to the radio show. So visit our site, MahoneyGPS.com. Right before the break, we were on a roll. Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney here, talking about retirement planning. Yes, planning. It's like anything else you do. If you're going to, again, there's so many different analogies, but if you're going to build a house, it starts with what? It starts with a blueprint. Okay, so this is where the living room is going to be. This is where the stairs are going to be. And this is, you know, and you kind of create a house. And same thing, the kind of building blocks to financial planning. You know, one could say it's almost like having a blueprint of a house. And once you have this blueprint, again, we call it GPS. Each year we kind of update it. Again, a little cliche, but we'll say, are you on course? Are you off course? You know, and you'll know that, you know, by having, you know, again, we have a GPS and there's other ones out there, not called GPS, financial plans, whatever, but whatever that plan is, it's really going to help. When you get that 30,000 feet, here's another way of saying this, Connor. You know, there's a lot of questions we get. So what do you think about Apple stock, or what do you think about mortgage rate? You know, all these kind of questions, and they're all important questions. But when you have the 30,000 view, the 30,000 feet view, right, that looks at expenses and, Social Security and your returns and investments and how much money you're putting in, most of the questions you will have are answered under that 30,000 feet umbrella. Does that make sense? So that's why I think a lot of people will say, oh, what about this? And it's okay. That's fine. But that's more bottoms up. The best way to plan is top down. Have this master plan, have this 30,000 feet profile, what it looks like, and then make some changes. And most of your questions will be answered underneath that umbrella.
Yeah. Gosh, while you're talking, I just thought of something else. Cause like I said, I talked to a lot of people in a lot of different situations and a lot of different, I guess, economic classes in some way. I just think it's interesting that sometimes people who say they have low risk tolerance, they're like, I don't have like a lot of money saved. I have like a really low risk tolerance. And what I would say to that is it's worse to have low risk tolerance and suffer the massive opportunity costs you may have had over the last 3 to 5 years with the market returns that we've had and sat in like money markets or CDs. And then, and the other token, I see people with, you know, huge nest eggs and they have very high risk tolerance and messing around and trying to trade stocks and stuff on their own. I'm like, you actually should have a lower risk tolerance and just aim for like 5% a year on right. your big balance.
You're right. So, you're on a putting green of yeah, retirement. Don't get cute. Don't take a 5-wood, hit it back in a fairway. You're put this thing in and call it a day.
Right. So I guess it's just, and we will look at your situation if you had come our way and kind of help you assess, you know, don't be shooting from the hip. And I guess that's, you know, it's a pat on the back as we could help you figure out what makes the most sense. It's just an interesting, I ran into two of those people in the last week, you know, one, not a lot of money. They felt low risk tolerance. They're not going to get anywhere. High risk tolerance with a lot of money that might hurt yourself too. So,
right. Yeah, different strokes, different folks. It has a lot to do with risk tolerance. And I kind of think like too, you know, you get a physical. I should get physical every year. I know, Connor, good job. I think you did a couple months ago, you told me. Your dad hasn't done a recent physical. But again, you know, we should do that because it's more preventive, right? And try to do it. Same thing with financial planning. I feel it's kind of, you know, you really should do an annual basis. If you're going to spend 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week and working overtime and all the thing and commuting and how do you not spend 1 hour every quarter or 1 hour every month just reviewing what you have and seeing where you are and making a game plan so you have the satisfaction? And like, sometimes I'll have a client say to me, like, I can't stand my boss. I can't stand in my commute. I only have 11 more years. I'm like, oh boy, that's you hear those type of things. But kind of think through it. It's like, wow, you know, there's a different attitude once you go through a plan with us or anyone for that matter, and you feel like you're getting there and you could almost check off the box retirement, you have a different attitude. You have a different beat, a different hop when you go to work, right? So you take this job and shove it. Connor, I'm going to ask you, do you know that song from the 1970s?
I think so.
Take this job and shove. No, okay. Not that you would do that to your boss, but right, Connor? But when you think about it, it's like, you know, if you go through the exercise and you know in 5 years you'll be there, and actually really if you want to retire tomorrow, you can, let's say that's the case. You look at the job differently. He's like, well, you know what? I'm not just doing this for a living. I'm actually enjoying this now because I know, you know, financially I'm set. I don't have all that worry. I don't have those kind of cold sweats at night if I can outlive my money. I'm good. And I can then go to work in a different mindset. And I've seen a lot of that have happened.
Yeah. And also at the same token, it's not like you have to retire like fully ever. Right. It's just kind of about like slowing down and, you know, just know you're good and you can do something more enjoyable. I guess that's why we try to push people to plan for it, because yeah, you just don't want to be doing that job you dislike for your entire life. And I found it unfortunate and sad. And maybe there's outside circumstances that led to this happening, when people just say like they're going to work and until their final days, you know?
Right. Yeah. No. And again, you'd like to do things that are purposeful, meaningful, and then money is secondary at some point. And then we're hitting a break in a second. When we come back, though, I do want to talk about this planning, retirement planning, and the book I wrote called Not Your Father's Retirement, and kind of go a little bit different level of that, because it's not just about numbers. It really talks about lifestyle, right? So what do you do with all these numbers? You know, you don't win the game of life with $6 million in a bank. I mean, it feels good, but you actually get to use it and use it for legacy and be able to share. We'll be back right after these messages.
Let me tell those who are close to retirement age or who perhaps just handed in their retirement papers. I've got a free book offer for you right now from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. You see him all over TV on CNBC and Fox Business, but only here on the radio does he offer his book for free, and it's called A GPS for Your Retirement. And it's exactly like it sounds. It'll help you understand the volatility of the stock market. It's got a questionnaire at the end of the book. You fill that out, and it shows you how to get from point A to point B, which is a healthy financial retirement. So you may be ready to hang up your work clothes, but do you have enough money to make it work? Well, here's the number to call right now for a free copy of Ken's book, A GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers right now get the book for free. 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney from Mahoney Asset Management. The book is called A GPS for Your Retirement. And if you'd like one, call right now. 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. Today's topic, questions and answers. You have the questions? I think we have the answers. You just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I think you kind of get what that's about. But it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Each chapter builds on top of each other. And here's the phone number once again. It's 845-371-0101. It's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here Sunday mornings. As I mentioned, but remember, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. And that's you. I know you could get it. Here it is, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. One last time, pen and paper together. Here it is, 845-371-0101. If you are driving, stay driving, because the number you can get the book, well, that's a phone number, but we also give the website, MahoneyGPS.com, MahoneyGPS.com, and you can sign on and get the book sent to you as a paperback or as an ebook. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And if you're driving around these wee hours, thank you for the work that you do. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I have dubbed it the Healthy Wealthy Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report every weekday morning, right after the traffic, around 8:25 on the Mike Bennett Show. It's in around 6:10, 6:15 on your way home. Yeah, the Andy Bell Show with our own Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. You know that Southern Charm. You've heard that before. Well, he'll give you national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. All this information and more, including my TV appearances this past week, contributions to articles that I make and write articles, all of it appears at MahoneyGPS.com. Check us out, MahoneyGPS.com. We have everything there, from newsletters you could sign up for, educational articles. It's all there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we started getting into kind of lifestyle about retirement and, you know, more than just numbers. And I kind of feel the way it should work is that once someone kind of gives up on a job, it's, again, 30 years, retirement, get the watch, you know, then it becomes their second act, right? You go to a Broadway show, Connor, you've gone to a lot of Broadway shows, yep. Right? They flick the lights on in between after you have your little Kit Kat or whatever. Amazing, beautiful Broadway theater. And the only choice is like, you know, Kit Kats or Reese's, whatever. So anyway, you have your Kit Kat and your second life, same thing. It's like, wait a second. But now we flip it, it's on its head. You're doing something that you love doing and you happen to get paid for it. And I have a great example I always give, where one of my clients was an insurance adjuster, 9 to 5 in this city, commuting, you know, from, I think, Tarrytown to White Plains, retires, and then starts giving out lessons in scuba, you know, teaching safety for kids and families, and business went really crazy. But he just loves what he does. And my point is that the second act, it's not the grind. The second act is like, oh, I love doing it. I feel purposeful. It feels with meaning. And secondarily, it's, you know, it's income. But what I find when people retire, the best retirement one can have is flip it on its head where, hey, you're raising early in your years, you're raising kids, right? Very expensive county, you're very expensive. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah. And there's housing and mortgages. And so basically 3/4 of a young couple's income is going to support all those things. There's very money left over called discretionary money. Ideally, right, you pay off your mortgage over time, the kids grow, the kids get married, and now you're in your 50s and 60s, and you say to yourself, wow, you know, I think I'm here. I think I'm good. I think it should all work. But then you make that transition to something that you love doing. But with that, most of your expenses are discretionary. I call it the go-go years. Remember that kind of go here, go there. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want. You really kind of want to flip it on its head where, hey, you know, yeah, of course you have your fixed expenses. You're going to have your property taxes. You're going to have your utilities. But most of the money that you spend in retirement, ideally, is discretion. And I think discretionary, I mean, the long weekends or a trip to Italy, like you did, Connor, or like mm-hmm. I'll be doing soon, or all these type of things that are happening, that when one goes to retire, it's retirement, one door closes, but then like almost like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, metamorphosis into something really important. And I hope we help a lot of clients we don't play counselors, but through the books and education, we try to make a lot of clients understand transition to retirement and what they want to do in these go-go years.
Yeah, no, I think you said perfectly. We've seen, you know, most of the people that we run into are in like that transition from, I guess, act one to act two. And then we slowly see them have like grandkids and like enjoy all that fun stuff, which is super cool. And yeah, that you call them and they're just like, yep, I'm watching grandkids today. Or we have another one on the way, stuff like that. Super cool. I'm sure if you're near that age and listening, you can probably relate.
Yeah. And again, with the financial planning, it's so obviously we know what the accumulation years are, right? Accumulation years are putting money into retirement account. Let's say you have a pension. That's nice. Put a 401k plan, hopefully a match, maybe not a 403b. Accumulating, unfortunately, maybe a Benny IRA, meaning a beneficial IRA from mom or dad that may have passed. Maybe you bought a two-family home, you know, different things that count towards your assets. And that's all about accumulating. And then you get into, let's say, your 60s, you retire, or let's call it a semi-retirement, because hopefully you're doing something purposeful. And then the other side of it, it's not just the accumulation. Now it's more about distribution. Like, you know, living with, all this money coming through. Can you help out a legacy with the grandchildren? Could you put money away towards college and, you know, their college? And a lot of these questions come from financial plan. Once you start putting this together, it's like, oh yeah, I can shave off $10,000 a year for the three children, for grandchildren. Oh, I can't. Okay, fine. But it, like I said, as it evolves and your family grows and you want to leave a legacy, a lot of these things are the inputs that go into it. So what was the original question
for all this? The original question, if you're listening from the very beginning of this show, was, how do you know when you're ready to pull the trigger on retirement? So I guess.
And I said, a bad boss, and made a little fun. And I said, Hollywood Squares, Paul Lynn, the one right in the middle. You have no idea what I'm talking about. The listeners are nodding their heads. They know what I'm talking about. Those kind of, it's really a long show, by the way, Hollywood Squares. You know, it's kind of X and O. It's like playing at TikTok, by the way, with the different celebrities. So anyway, so we did pretty good on that question.
Yeah, it's challenging to even go to the next one with like a minute left. After just kind of breezing through all that. Okay. So maybe you could hit this quick. Is there a specific watermark amount you may want to retire today's day and age?
There isn't. I always say I could retire anybody that's listening, let's say 50 and older, I could retire them tomorrow. Like, okay, Ken, are you talking about Houdini? You said you're not going to be Houdini. No, I can't. If you go down Biloxi, Mississippi, you know, buy a house for $90,000, pay $1,100 a year and thing, and really bring down your expenses for a whole bunch of things. Again, you may not want to live there, but like, wait a second, I never thought of it like that. So the answer is, what is your lifestyle going to look like? If you want to maintain the same lifestyle or more, yeah, probably have to work longer. But I honestly believe I could actually retire most of our listening audience this morning as an example of downsizing, selling your house or whatever. I'm not, believe me, don't leave the Hudson Valley, but just this hypothetical. And then going down to Biloxi, Mississippi, all in for $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 for home, low taxes, and then you got your goal of being retired. That's what you want. Well, gosh, this is always my favorite part of the week, Connor Mahoney. I always tell you that. I really do mean that, as we get a chance to kind of go back and forth. And our listeners, hopefully you're taking notes and checking our website at mahoneygps.com. And until next week, we hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken and Connor Mahoney. Ken is the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken and Connor will answer your questions next week. Just send them an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.